Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Shulman, Rabbi Schachter, and Rabbi Shulman, for your wise and inspiring words. Let us all keep these pearls of Torah well illuminated in our memory banks, and our hearts, and in our actions. Our incredible dinner, the Dinner Journal and Evening, have been worked on for months by Bonnie Goldmeyer and Rachel Lubchansky. And the two of you are uniquely paired. My goodness, I have advice for you. Do not get in their way when they are on a mission. And indeed, you threw away the record book when it came to putting this evening together. If I could have your attention for one more minute, I'd like to announce that with your efforts and your contributions and our dinner journal, we broke the $67,000 mark in ads. The ambience, the creativity, the food, the invitations, every detail has coalesced to make this a wonderful and important evening. Thank you to Bonnie. Thank you to Rachel. And now we're all indebted to the shul again. We thank everybody that you enlisted to help us make this evening so incredibly wonderful. We especially want to thank Dr. Mickey Goldmeyer and Adam Bennett Lubchansky for giving us your wives. You are indeed lucky men. I would also like to point out that Eric Drazen devoted hours and hours putting the dinner journal together. What a huge task. So very well done, Eric. 1,000 thank you. Thank you to all who worked on the seating. I don't know if you've noticed, but the seating was done very carefully. Our honorees are scattered throughout the room with everybody around them so that everybody could be near an honoree. It was done with such sensitivity, and we want to thank everybody who participated in helping us with that. A special thank you goes to Claire Conway, our bookkeeper. Claire and Dennis, thank you for being here. And to Gary Armstead, whose work is also ever increasing and more demanding as our programming and our synagogue use continue to grow. Thank you. Finally, I would like to thank my date for life for being here and for being so supportive all the time. Last night, I spoke with Judy and Bob Hellman. And then again today at about 4 o'clock, we spoke with Judy. And so far, so good. Bob has a couple of more tests to go, and they will do those tomorrow, and then they hope to be released. He was severely dehydrated. He was diagnosed with influenza, and unfortunately, Judy has been diagnosed with influenza too. So they are wearing masks. They are in the hospital room together, and we hope, you know, they do everything together as a couple. And we wish them a refuah shleima. They send their greetings to everybody and their apologies for not being here tonight. If I have omitted a thank you or an acknowledgement, please forgive me. It's just one of my many shortcomings, and as Rabbi Shulman just mentioned, I too certainly am no angel. It was mentioned to me earlier tonight that tomorrow night at 6:30 at University City Hall, there is an important meeting regarding the golf course. Ethan and Debbie Schumann pointed this out. If you have questions, please talk to them. It's a very important meeting. So now, let us enjoy dessert, which will be followed by benching, which will be led by our own Tzaddik in residence, Aaron Fredman. For now, let us do what we all enjoy doing, and we do so well. Let's eat dessert.